Our parents might have had other children besides Satsu and me, particularly since my father hoped for a boy to fish with him. But when I was 7, my mother grew terribly ill with what was probably bone cancer, though at the time I had no idea what was wrong. Her only escape from discomfort was to sleep, which she began to do the way a cat does, which is to say, more or less constantly. As the months passed, she slept most of the time and soon began to groan whenever she was awake. I knew something in her was changing quickly, but because of so much water in her personality, this didn't seem worrisome to me. Sometimes she grew thin in a matter of months, but grew strong again just as quickly. But by the time I was 9, the bones in her face had begun to protrude, and she never gained weight again afterward. I didn't realize the water was draining out of her because of her illness. Just as seaweed is naturally soggy, you see, but turns brittle as it dries, my mother was giving up more and more of her essence. Then one afternoon, I was sitting on the pitted floor of our dark front room, singing to a cricket I'd found that morning, when a voice called out at the door. "Oi, open up, it's Dr. Miura." Dr. Miura came to our fishing village once a week and had made a point of walking up the hill to check on my mother ever since her illness had begun. My father was at home that day because a terrible storm was coming. He sat in his usual spot on the floor with his two big spider-like hands tangled up in a fishing net. But he took a moment to point his eyes at me and raise one of his fingers. This meant he wanted me to answer the door. Dr. Miura was a very important man, or so we believed in our village. He had studied in Tokyo and reportedly knew more Chinese characters than anyone. He was far too proud to notice a creature like me. When I opened the door for him, he slipped out of his shoes and stepped right past me into the house. "Why, Sakamoto-san," he said to my father, "I wish I had your life, out on the sea fishing all day. How glorious! And then on rough days you take a rest. I see your wife is still asleep," he went on. "What a pity. I thought I might examine her." "Oh," said my father. "I won't be around next week, you know. Perhaps you might wake her for me?" My father took a while to untangle his hands from the net, but at last he stood. "Chio-chan," he said to me, "get the doctor a cup of tea." My name back then was Chio. I wouldn't be known by my geisha name Sayuri until years later. My father and the doctor went into the other room where my mother lay sleeping. I tried to listen at the door, but I could hear only my mother groaning and nothing of what they said. I occupied myself with making tea, and soon the doctor came out rubbing his hands together and looking very stern. My father came to join him, and they sat together at the table in the center of the room.